And then his response, قَالَ كَلَّا. He said, nope. كَلَّا is like a very emphatic no way. No, nope. They said, we will surely be overtaken. He said, no. And why is it that Musa alayhi salam said no? Why was he so certain? Why was he so sure? Was it because he's really strong? Is it because, you know, oh, guys, don't worry, I got this. You know, he didn't say that. He didn't say, I have this nifty staff, you know.
You've been listening to An Islamic Point of View this morning, featuring a lecture entitled Love, Peace, and Balance by Sister Yasmin Mujahid. This has been a production of the Muslim Community Center of Portland. I'd like to invite you, and the Muslim Community Center of Portland cordially invites you to a Women's Bazaar, Reflect, Reconnect, and Refresh, Sunday, September 16th at 1:30 to 5 p.m., located at 5325 Northeast Vancouver Avenue. Be a donation, slight donation, and for all ages, 12 and above, there's a slight donation. For 12 and under 12, it's free. There'll be guest speakers, 2 o'clock to 2:30, and resource representatives, vendors, and vendor spaces available, and light refreshments. Please join us. Stay tuned for Pathways.
KABU hosts a monthly film series at the Clinton Street Theater called KABU at the Clinton. This month, we'll screen the film Urban Roots on Thursday, September 13th at 7 p.m. Urban Roots is a documentary that tells the story of the emergence of urban farming in Detroit.
They really not getting out and seeing what's going on out in the city of Detroit, because me tell you, if they did, man, all the stuff they talking about up there wouldn't mean nothing.
This growing movement of urban farmers is changing the way people think about food and life in Detroit. Again, that's a film screening of the documentary Urban Roots, Thursday, September 13th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KABU program is made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from the Divination Foundation, dedicated to helping people and organizations make better decisions with modern online and app versions of the I Ching, the book Great Decisions, Perfect Timing, and Pathways podcasts, all featured at divination.com. That's spelled divination.com.
Hello and welcome to a special pledge drive version of Pathways, the show where you are invited to join us for a visit with leaders in personal and cultural transformation. This is your host, Paul O'Brien. On our show today, we have a very special thank you gift to offer the first four people who pledge to KBOO by calling in or via the website at kboo.fm and who pledge at a special level. Right here in Oregon, we have a very special place called the Brighton Bush Retreat and Conference Center. It is a worker-owned cooperative and holistic healing center located on 154 acres of wildlife sanctuary in the Willamette National Forest of the Oregon Cascade Mountains. The Brighton Bush mission is to provide a safe and potent environment where people can renew and evolve in ways that they have never imagined. They offer natural hot spring pools, tiled tubs, and a natural steam sauna, organic vegetarian cuisine, cabins with geothermal heat and camping in the summer, workshops, conferences, and celebrations. Normal features of life, At Bright and Bush, our daily well-being programs like yoga, edu, and meditation, as well as massage. In addition to its rustic but toasty warm cabins, Bright and Bush features a historic lodge with spacious decks and many excellent hiking and cross-country skiing trails through some of the last bits of Oregon's ancient forest. Today on Pathways, we are visiting with Peter Moore, a founding member of the Bright and Bush community and its longtime business director. Peter was born in Oregon, graduated from San Francisco State, and traveled throughout Europe and Asia as a musician and wanderer/seeker from 1973 through 1977. He currently serves on several nonprofit boards of directors, including the Bright and Bush Eco Fund. Hi, Peter, and welcome to the Pathways program.
So good to be with you.
It's so nice to have you back. Now, Bright and Bush has become a member of what's called the International Holistic Healing Centers. I think this is fascinating that we have a place in Oregon that's become a part of a larger worldwide movement. Tell us about that.
Okay, well, it's called the International Holistic Centers. Healing is one of Bright and Bush's specific missions, but that's not in the title for all of these other centers. But to answer your question, there are literally thousands of centers that have sprung up worldwide, all throughout the UK, all over Europe, surprisingly in Asia, in Russia, throughout Africa, and in the Americas. So, you know, decades into our work, we found out that, you know, not surprisingly, we're not alone doing this kind of thing. There are people who are creating these centers across the world, and they're beginning to link up.
And the idea that there might be some kind of worldwide linkage was brought up as far back as 50 years ago by Eileen Caddy at Findhorn.
You're absolutely
what
right.
What did she call it?
She called it the Centers of Light.
The Centers
and
of Light.
Eileen Caddy married Peter Caddy. Peter and Eileen were two of the three founding members of Findhorn community up in Scotland. People may be familiar with that from the many books that have come out about Findhorn. and there's a mythos that's developed around Findhorn. It was started officially in 1962, more than 50 years ago. And interestingly enough, that was the exact same year that Esalen was started in California, though they had no idea that each other existed. Esalen started in 62, so did Findhorn. Bright and Bush came along 15 years later in 1977.
Right, and so Bright and Bush is in very august company along with Findhorn and Esalen and so many other centers around the world in terms of this annual gathering that you have. Now, having hot springs makes Bright and Bush a little bit extra special.
We think so.
Yeah, tell us about the hot springs.
Well, they're natural hot springs. Bright and Bush is, it's the most geothermally active place in the entire Oregon Cascades. It's the second most geothermally active place in all of Oregon. There's something like 70 hot springs and seeps across the property and even outside of the property on national forest land. Bright and Bush became famous back more than a century ago, well over a century ago, when the nature of those hot springs became known to some of the settlers and the early pioneers. Of course, it had been a Native American gathering place for lots of different tribes, both east of the Cascades and west of the Cascades, probably for the last 10,000 years. So those hot springs have created, you know, a special place for human gathering for thousands of years, and we're just the latest generation of people to be doing that.
Well, I think it's fantastic that you can do it in such a way that you preserve the basic essence of it and offer it up in such a pure and clean way. What is it about hot springs that draws people so strongly?
Well, now you're getting into the realm of theory. I have a theory.
I'd like to hear it.
okay, well, I'll be quick about this, but, you know, I've studied some of the journals and and heard some of the stories from the old folks that, you know, when I first got to Brighton Bush back in 1978. And my dad used to come to Brighton Bush when he was a teenager back in the 1930s. And my grandfather would drive them up. He was a University of Oregon professor of sociology. So that, you know, these previous generations.
It's been in your family.
Yeah, it's been in my family for a long time. So, and so, yeah, there are stories that go back. But the Native American people they became known for what they did at the hot springs. What was that? You mentioned celebrations. Yeah, there were celebrations. There was some economic activity. Tribes came together from the east side and the west side of the Cascade Crest. People from the east would bring in huge hunks of obsidian and all that. People from the west side might bring in beautiful abalone shell pendants, you know, never seen before over, you know, in the deserts and in the mountains of the east side of the Cascades. But people on the west side needed that obsidian to make their arrow points. So there was economic activity going back thousands of years. There were rituals and ceremonies that people did at the hot springs. And there was feasting. The hot springs, every time you have a hot springs come out, you know, onto the surface of the earth, it's carrying mineral salts. So all these mineral salts were being deposited as the hot spring flowed out onto the ground. And that created a salt lick, natural salt licks. So all these creatures, all these mammals, from deer and elk to bear and wolf to, you know, smaller mammals, cougars, some are hunters, some are hunted, but they all come to the hot springs for the salt licks. And then if you got humans with arrow points tipping their spears, and the humans wait for the food to come to them. And so it was easy to live well. Not to mention, they loved just getting into a hot bath. And in the ancestral environment, people never got into hot baths because there was no place to heat the water. No way.
Yeah, that's right.
Except for the hot springs.
They didn't have bathtubs like we have.
Right.
So, but there is a healing. There is a healing benefit to hot baths, right? Especially these natural ones.
Oh, yeah. And if you drink the water, you're getting all these minerals. And so, yeah, if you go to Europe, you know, you know there are doctors who study that. But your question is more about, you know, these hot springs and the specialness of them. Brighton Bush was known as the Lords of Oregon back 100 years ago and more. Lord, you know, taken off of the...
I see.
...the symbology of the waters of these healing waters of Lourdes in France. So whether you're a Native American or an early pioneer, Western, you know, American, people came to the hot springs and they did healing, bathing and drinking of the water, taking the steam.
And so now you've expanded on that by providing a space for all kinds of different kinds of retreats or healing conferences.
Yeah, workshops of all kinds.
So what is the theme? Is there a kind of a theme?
Yeah, I would say that the way we set up our business model, this is before we knew anything about business, we were just a group of 20-somethings that bought a rundown resort that had been out of business for a decade. And it was a lot of work to even just get it code legal so that we could have people come visit us.
Right.
But what we did is set up a model where 50% more or less of our business, quote unquote, was dedicated to alternative, to education that matters, and not just about healing, but about consciousness and awareness, meditation, celebration of all kinds, music, dance, various forms of therapy, all of these things that are of interest. So we see ourselves as an alternative educational institution. Mm-hmm. But the other 50% of our quote-unquote business is people who come up there for their own reasons, because guess what? We're all intelligent. We all know what we need. And sometimes people just want to get out to the woods, to the mountains, to the natural environment, and just be there with their beloved, or to do their own thing, or to figure out the next question.
Just to get into nature. Yeah. I mean, where can you go? I mean, it's only a 2-hour drive from Portland, yeah. But nevertheless, there's no cell phone reception. There's not even any radio reception.
Right, no television.
Yeah, I mean, you are off the grid.
We're truly off the grid.
And, I mean, you're off the grid in other ways, too. And I want to talk about the sustainability of Brighton Bush in a minute. But there's so many great reasons to go to Brighton Bush, and it's not very expensive. But it's even going to be a lot less expensive for any of our listeners today who pony up and make a donation to community radio, because you guys have generously offered us some gift certificates for anyone who makes a pledge to support Pathways and Community Radio and KBOO, as you've done before. And it's been a very popular thank you gift. And the basic deal is that anyone who makes a pledge of $150 or more gets this special thank you gift in the form of a gift certificate for $100 worth of Brighton Bush services, which could cover the cost of overnight cabin accommodations and meals and full use of the springs and sauna on weekdays, as well as other services provided by Brighton Bush as desired. So these are $100 gift certificates for a pledge of $150 to support Pathways and Community Radio. It certainly sweetens the deal. I mean, there's so many reasons to support community radio, and we, of course, people can pledge $40 for a basic membership, or the $60 level for family and household pledge, or a $100 pledge that we call that business or professional. And so we want to encourage people to call toll-free 877-500-5266. Or if you're listening to us over the web at kboo.fm, you can make a pledge right there online at kboo.fm. And so please make a pledge today. This is Pledge Drive. This is our special Pledge Drive show. And luckily for us, we have a special community here in Oregon that's actually trying to support community radio by offering a free thank you gift of $100 gift certificate to Brighton Bush. Why do you support community radio, Peter? You've done this before.
Well, we're all doing the same kind of work. You're reaching out to thousands and thousands of listeners. You're bringing all kinds of programming. It's all educational. It is about community. It's about truthing within our cooperative way of being. And that's what we do at Brighton Bush. It's what you're doing right here.
Well, we really appreciate it, because I think Pathways and Brighton Bush have quite a nice intersection on the educational front.
Yeah.
You know, we're bringing programming that's very much in alignment with a lot of the workshops and such that you offer at Brighton Bush. But just in terms of like getting off the grid, in terms of regaining your sanity, KBOO is the only place in town where you really have freedom of information, where you can hear about things that you can't hear about anywhere else.
That's true.
And we're like one of only 5 stations in the world that have been community supported for over 40 years.
Right.
So KBOO. It's an amazing legacy.
Actually, you go much further back than that, I believe. KBOO.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. KBOO is about 50 years old. Anyway, it's been around for a while, like Brighton Bush.
Yep.
And what's interesting is that KBOO is a nonprofit, volunteer-driven organization, and Brighton Bush is a worker-owned cooperative.
Right,
that's cooperative. Kind of socialistic, isn't it?
Well, you know, yes, it is. We're technically a for-profit corporation.
Right.
We are a cooperative corporation, but that means that everybody who becomes a member holds an equal membership share. And to become a member, you have to have lived and worked at Brighton Bush for at least a year through the four seasons. And then there's a way to become a member. Most people who stay on for a year or more become members of our cooperative community. And then, you know, I've been involved with Brighton Bush for nearly 40 years, but somebody who's just got there last year and becomes a member yesterday, their membership share is worth the same as my membership share. And so we empower all voices, new ones, old ones, and with equal, very egalitarian structure. I'm not going to go into the details of that, because that would be a long interview indeed.
Well, I think it's interesting that here in Oregon we have a worker-owned co-op, and I don't know that there's a lot of those around. You don't hear about it that much.
No, actually, we may be the last one left at the time. But if any listeners are interested in the legalities and the challenges of creating a worker-owned co-op, get in touch with me. And
well, what do you think the advantages of it are?
Well, the advantages are...
What are you learning?
We learn about the adaptability and sometimes the wackiness of being a human being doing human social organization. But the idea around worker-owned co-ops is to empower all voices, the new ones, the old ones, the articulate voices, the inarticulate or timid voices. It's an empowerment of all voices who become engaged in the co-op. And we're all workers in the co-op, so we share equally in that engagement. We're all owners at some level of the co-op. And so the productivity, the standards of service, also the benefits that are derived by us as workers are all shared, you know, by all workers. It's not like some one person is retaining the profit margins based on maybe exploitation of human labor. That is not what this is.
It seems to me that having a worker-owned co-op and having the workers also be owners might lead to a higher level of service for the guests rather than having it be staffed by volunteers who would rather be taking a retreat themselves.
Yeah, well, that's the idea. That's one of the ideas.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys have a credo.
Yes.
I don't expect you to know it by heart, but can you give us the essence of the Brighton Bush credo?
Well, just a little bit about that. When we first got together, and this is going back into 1978, which is a long time ago now. I was in my 20s. I'm 65 now.
37.
So it's been 38 years, really, just about. Mm-hmm. And we realized that before things really got engaged too much, we needed to establish, we needed to articulate what our unified group vision was. And so we spent weeks and weeks meeting and talking about, well, what are our values? What are the principles that are gonna that are gonna drive what it is that we do here and what it is that we offer to the public, if the public ever comes? It took us into the 80s to even open up to the general public. So we created a credo. We of the Brighton Bush community dedicate ourselves to living mindfully in the spirit of love, unity, honesty, and service. We see ourselves as guardians, safeguarding the healing waters, assuring their continued availability to all beings that respect them, and so on. That's just the beginning of the credo. Mm-hmm. And it moves on through a number of our principles, and we dedicate ourselves to, you know, our children and our families, to live, work, play, and grow together harmoniously. And so we made sure that even in our founding statement here, that children were included in what it was that we were doing. So we see ourselves as a holistic group.
I think your credo shines through too in terms of the spirit or atmosphere of the place, because it's a spiritual thing for me. Just to be out there in nature is sort of like I just kind of feel happy when I'm there.
Me too.
And that's why I just am honored that you would grace Pathways with the gift certificates to Brighton Bush, because I love the place and I feel just honored and proud to live in a state that has a center like that. And you've done a really great job, Peter.
Thanks.
And this idea that you guys give us these gift certificates in order to support community radio is so congruent with the spirit of Brighton Bush and what you've brought to it as a leader there. And I want to repeat for our listeners what those thank you premiums are, because today is pledge drive and we do need your support. This is the only effective ratings that we get, for one thing, but for another thing, community radio depends on the community. That's the very definition of it. There's no sponsors, there's very little government money, if any anymore, I'm not even sure, but the vast bulk of our programming comes from community support, and that's what keeps it vibrant and free. You know, you talk about freedom of information. This is where you have it. You know, back in the 1930s, most radio, in the early days of radio, there, you know, half the radio stations were publicly owned.
That's true.
Now it's like a totally rare phenomenon.
Yeah.
And it's hard to sustain it, and we really need money from the community to support this. And so I want to tell our listeners about our phone number so they can call in, or they can go on KBOO.FM and make a pledge there, and they can get this thank you gift even if they make the pledge online. And we only have four of these, folks, so, you know, step up and go for it, because it's an incredible deal. It's a special thank you gift for a pledge of $150 or more. And not only do you get to support Pathways and KBOO, but you will receive a gift certificate for $100 worth of Brighton Bush Hot Springs services. Now, that could cover the cost of an overnight cabin with meals and the full use of the springs and sauna on weekdays, or other services provided by Brighton Bush. That's for a $150 pledge or more. You'll get $100 back in the form of a thank you gift from Brighton Bush Hot Springs community. And of course, you're always welcome to pledge at a lower level if that's all that your budget will allow. You could be, you could even pledge as little as $20, and you can pay for it in all these different ways. You can use a credit card, you can have installment payments, we can bill you. There's so many ways that we've made it easy over the years for you to do this. So I would encourage you to get on this and take advantage and give us some support. Even if you can't afford $150 or more, please give us a call. The number is 877-500-5266. And if you are listening to us over the web, you can make your pledge right there at kboo.fm. But please do one of the two. Please call 877-500-5266 and support the kind of programming that you just can't get anywhere else. Well, Peter, let's talk about sustainability, because Brighton Bush is famous for how sustainable it is. I mean, you guys generate your own electricity.
Yeah.
You obviously have your own source of heat.
Well, yeah, we've got a volcano that's active.
You know, there's one hot springs there that's surrounded by a picket fence. It's a hole in the ground about the size of this room.
Right.
And it's huge. And it says 180 degree water at the surface. And I'm thinking, how on earth is this possible? I've never seen anything like it. I thought, this has got to be the biggest hot springs in the world.
Well, you can see larger ones in Yellowstone.
Yeah.
But you got to travel a ways to see a pool like that.
It's just an amazing facility. And then the way that you guys have used that combined with the river water and combined with and using the electricity that you get from the river. I mean, you're so off the grid, it's not even funny. And you're making it work.
Well, it's been incredibly educational. But when we first got there, we realized, well, okay, we want to set an example to ourselves. Number one, can we even do this? And if we can do this and support our lives there and support the guests who come there, because, you know, at the very beginning, we decided that if we ever were able to make this go, get it going, that our visitors would essentially be joining the community that we who live there year round have established. So there's no real difference. I mean, we are there to serve and take care of the needs, but everybody becomes a member of the Brighton Bush community when they're there. It's pretty informal, and it's not a 5-star resort. It's more like 1-star. You know, these are cabins that were built 80 years ago in the 1920s. These hot springs go back thousands, tens, hundreds of thousands of years. And so our job was to use the power of the river to make electricity, to use the power of the heat of all of this hot, geothermal activity to make heat that we could then bring into radiators. There wasn't a single radiator.
So there's no insulation in any of these cabins, yeah, as far as I could tell, but it's not needed. I'm there in the winter, and there's like 2 feet of snow,
yeah,
and I've got my window open.
Yeah.
These radiators are so efficient. It's really an amazing thing.
Well, those radiators go back more than 100 years. These are old. These are antique radiators that are otherwise destined for the foundry, but we're putting them back into service.
Well, I wish we had a lot more time, but we are rapidly running out. And I want to at least tell our listeners before we quit about the website, which is www.brightonbush.com. And Brighton Bush is spelled B-R-E-I-T-E-N-B-U-S-H. brightonbush.com. And I want to thank you, Peter. I'd love to talk longer, but we've run out of time.
Hey, it's been wonderful.
And I want to remind our listeners about the very generous gift that you've brought today, which is 4 gift certificates worth $100 each for Brighton Bush Hot Springs Services, which they can get as a special thank you gift for a pledge of $150 or more to Pathways and KBOO. We need your support, and if you can't afford to pony up at that level, even with this incredible incentive of a Brighton Bush Hot Springs gift certificate, please give us something. $20, $40 is the basic membership. That's like 11 cents a day. I mean, you can't get a newspaper for a dollar anymore, and a newspaper is virtually worthless.
Well, it's good for starting fires.
Yeah, but not even that good for that anymore. They're disappearing. Yeah. They're becoming so small. But so please give us a call. The number is 877-500-5266. Or you can make a pledge on the website at kboo.fm. But please give us a call, 877-500-5266, or do make a pledge online at kboo.fm.
And if I could just say, Brighton Bush supports KBOO, and we hope that you will too.
Thank you, Peter. Well, we have run out of time. And for those who tuned in late, this is Paul O'Brien, and today we have been talking with Peter Moore, Business Director and Founding Member of the Brighton Bush Community. Thank you for listening and being a part of the Pathways and KBOO experience.